Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know. Say hello to Mr. Maui,
Yay!
Everybody.
Yay! Play his music, kids, will you?
Mr. Maui brought snack. Lunch.
Yeah. Hey. That's relaxing, that music. Isn't it? I just want to nap.
Mr. Maui went to
the
Talk Radio X commissary and brought us some Chinese food.
I love that.
Goodies. Here's some napkins.
Thank you. Wow. He's feeding us.
I feel like a rabid dog with his head tethered to the ground. I can't see Greg. Like, here.
Stop shaking the table.
He's going to yell at you today instead
he's
of me.
Throwing,
I'm so
now
happy.
He's throwing food at me.
Now we've diverted his anger to Mr. Maui. I don't have to get yelled at. Thank you.
No, you'll get yelled at, too.
Oh, look, egg rolls. Are these on Weight Watchers?
Mr. Maui decided that since it's lunchtime.
I just dropped the
that was
sauce.
So nice.
That he decided it's a
pack for everybody.
Look at
can you please eat over the... See, now this is the thing.
Here we go.
That my mother would never, ever here. Put up with this.
Look, he has fried rice. What is that?
No, that's
that I don't get.
There were a couple of things that...
These are all three are the same, by the way. One
for each. Thank you.
We didn't get to yesterday. I did promise that we would talk about vitamin C and if it does help ward off colds or not. Is that what it was? Yeah.
You got to it.
Would you like
even...
your food?
No, you guys voted, but I didn't give you the answer.
So now vitamin C does... Not because I got mixed up yesterday because when they say myth or not, something you think is true, if you're asking me if it's a myth, obviously it's not true. It's a little trick question. Do you know what I'm saying?
I was eating. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, he's not paying attention.
This is how it's put. Myth. Vitamin C helps ward off colds. Is it a myth or a fact?
Myth.
The fact is that cold-fighting properties of vitamin C have been hailed since 1970. But a recent review of more than two dozen studies shows no evidence that taking the vitamin helps prevent sickness.
Yay!
Mrs. Maui buys into that, too, with the whole zinc, with cold
I do. I take it. ZCAM. I take a bunch.
But it says it may shorten the duration and severity of a cold, but only if you were already taking the vitamin every day before the symptoms started.
That's what I do. If I'm a little under the weather, I start taking a bunch of stuff and hope for the best. I don't know.
It's like the Obama line, like, we saved or created, millions of jobs. Well, how can you prove that? It's like, this may, offset a cold or decrease the severity. Well,
I don't think you should be talking with your mouth full. It's totally unbecoming of you, Mr. Maui. You're way above that as a broadcaster.
I'm not. I'm really not.
He's trying to do all of his favorite things at the same time.
Be with us.
Stephanie, could you pass the bong, please?
Yeah, that's right. Be with us. Smoke a little weed. What else? Eat Chinese food and be on the radio.
I'm in heaven.
Did you want to hear more of the Courtney Cox, the David Arquette?
I do. I enjoy that stuff because I'm a yenta. Yes, please.
Well, what makes you enjoy it so much?
I like to hear how crazy people are, so I know I'm not alone.
It's also enjoying the misery of others. And
exactly,
it to
like
your situation. You feel better now.
I feel better. That's why I watch Super Nanny. Mm-hmm. Same reason, because I like to see other kids out of control, so I feel better about myself.
Right. And your kids.
And my kids. And also, I like to watch Teen Mom because I feel better about my situation as well.
Because you're an old mom.
I'm an old mom, and these people have no money, no support, and it's really hard. They didn't graduate high school.
So it makes you feel better about yourself? But you know what? These 16-year-olds, how could you feel sorry for them?
I feel sorry for some of them. They made bad choices. Some of them are
nice
kids.
What was that
other
show we saw on MTV the other night? I was
Oh, it's a really good show. You would like it. If You Knew Me.
If You Knew Me?
Yeah, it's a show where they go into a high school. It's like this kind of, what would you say, leadership program. They go into a high school. And they have, the jock. They pick, five or six individual people. The jock,
students.
The geek, students in high school, the choir, the one who's, the goth girl. And they get them all together with a bunch of other high school students, and they have to talk about If You Knew Me. If you knew me, you would know. And they break down and cry.
But it's a whole, leadership seminar. And I thought the whole school was there.
I think it's the whole school, but it's specific.
But they focus on them because, they can't focus on everybody. And if you're producing a reality show, you have to, ahead of time, find the people that you think will be most interesting.
It might not be the whole school because I don't know if everyone wants to participate.
Well, there were a lot of people. There was a lot of kids participating.
Yes.
And these two leaders, one guy is like a Spanish guy.
Yeah.
And a woman, and yes, they lead this thing in front of this huge group of kids.
And they talk about bullying and cyberbullying and how it makes someone else feel. And so these people who you think have no problems, like the jock and the
I'm turning your mic down. Let me know when you're ready. Stop when you can. When
you're
you
in
stop
trouble.
Moving. It. You stop eating right now.
Mm.
Oh, mm. Stephanie. No. Are you done moving it?
Yes. The blood's flowing back to my brain.
Okay.
Mm. Anyway.
All right. Here's Corey. This better have something to do with the show, with what we're talking about. Corey.
Hey.
Hi, Corey. Listen, man. Aloha, are you are you calling about the show on MTV that we're talking about? Are you listening to the show today, or are you just calling in to say hello?
Oh, the harassment starts right away.
Oh, instantly. I'm with you, Corey.
How are you? Calling.
Why would anybody want to call the show? You get berated immediately.
Am I bothering you?
I don't even say hello to Stephanie, okay? So why do you think you should be treated any differently? Just because you're a listener?
Because he's in better shape than me.
Corey, you're a teacher. Have you ever seen the show called If You Knew Me on MTV about the...
No, I don't watch cable. It pollutes the mind.
All right. Well, this happens to be a very good show. They go into schools and they basically have the students admit all the things about them that they're afraid of, and then they start crying and hugging each other, and by the end they're all like the jock is friend with the goth chick who wanted to kill herself, yeah, and everybody's happy. It's so awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Stephanie and Greg show.
You want to love your neighbor after you listen.
Yeah, love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, why shouldn't they use MTV for positive purposes, for heaven's sake?
Right, exactly, instead of stupid things like disaster dates.
Great idea. By the way,
are you eating?
He's eating.
Are you eating too?
It's the eating show.
He's eating
today.
With us. Yay.
Yeah, I'm having lunch with you guys. I'm having my salad.
Corey, did you get the hot sauce? Because I can't find the hot sauce.
And my Caesar salad.
Oh, sorry. I have to use chopsticks.
I just smoked a joint.
You smoked a joint? He smoked because of you. As a tribute to you, Mr. Maui.
Corey, please don't bogart the joint.
I'm following orders.
Thank you. Corey, you're the best fan. I wish you would
get a microphone.
I wish everyone would be as nice to us as you are. Thank you, Corey.
Well, I don't know what your problem is.
Okay, hold on. Let's.
Wow, Corey's riled up.
You're out in Hollywood, aren't you guys?
Yes, we are.
You know, being married for a long time is like a rarity. And so you guys are icons already, and you don't even know it. Yeah, in fact, you're still married and don't completely hate
each other. Right, we're the only one. Yeah, not completely.
Not really, but...
Let me tell you something. These guys are there eating... Listen, I'm going to have so many ants in
it's
here.
It's not bothering anybody.
Oh, yeah,
you.
He does have an ant problem.
I have an ant problem. They're dropping freaking...
I'm not dropping anything.
Those are what the hell? Fortune cookies are all over the place.
I'm going to read my fortune. Corey, listen. Lend a hand to one less fortunate than yourself.
Yeah, me. Why don't you be nice to me once in a while?
Here's a hand.
Me.
Thank you.
It's all about
Stephanie. Him. Yes, Corey.
Please, give the man a little sex, will you? Just give a little.
Right now, with witnesses.
Right now, let's go. Bend over. I'll drive.
Stop banging on the table.
So I'm sorry.
I mean, he's complaining about the shaky table, all the puts on the floor.
He's sweating.
I'm sweating Michael Jackson at a petting zoo. This is horrible. All right, exactly. So listen, marriage do's and don'ts. We went through this the other day. It's fascinating stuff.
How long? Mr. Maui's been married a long time.
Mr. Maui's been married longer than us.
That's right. How long?
19 years. But if Mrs. Maui was here, she'd say, but together, 23.
Right. That makes a big difference.
So those first four really count.
They do count.
It does.
Four more years of her putting up with
me. That's right.
It has to do with how long you've been together.
Right. Now, when you were first dating, were you as nervous as you are now?
First dating or first dating Mrs. Maui?
Mrs. Maui.
Oh.
Mr. Maui is nervous. Mr. Maui.
Yeah.
Mr. Maui is very uptight, like kind of like me, but I think in a lot of ways more uptight.
I like, come across on the radio as that tight. Ask Corey.
That's true. You're taking the Mr. Maui hip, cool, you know.
The illusion of Mr. Maui?
Persona.
And also you're medicated.
When he doesn't even let his kids go out in the backyard without parental supervision.
That's
okay?
Because they're black belts. Wait a minute. That's not true.
Are they okay back there? All right, so the point is that
you're the guy that's always complaining about living in L.A. and how insanely dangerous it is.
It is insane.
Flip you off all
it's
the
insane.
Time.
It's people shooting out of helicopters.
It's like a little town in Green Acres.
Yeah, you're just oblivious, that's all, because you're too busy watching your kids. Why would Mrs. Maui marry him if he was so neurotic even back then?
I haven't been able to answer that question in 19 or 23 years.
How has she been able to put up with it for so long? Isn't that what you were going to ask?
He plays a good keyboard.
Do you agree with Mr. Blum that I'm that neurotic and uptight? Really?
No.
You can be honest.
No. I think you worry about the kids like we
okay.
worry.
So that means I'm a good parent.
The kids. No, but worry no. like normally a woman would worry. Like, I think
you're
Mrs.
I'm like a,
no, no.
A bitch?
I think I worry.
I would like to respond.
More than Greg worries. You worry like me right. more than Mrs. Maui worries.
I have very high estrogen levels.
I don't know if that's accurate. That's what I see.
No, like, no, you're right.
Your
personalities are.
Right.
Yeah.
And I worry more about the kids, which is usually a woman. Thing
that's
more
what
than
I'm not crazy about, but keep going.
You know, but you agree with me
I
that
do.
You worry about the kids.
I think only one parent has to really be the worrier. That frees up the other parent to go, I don't have to worry about
right.
it because the other one
that's
is.
That's true. Yeah.
But shouldn't they both take on the responsibility? But
well, Mrs. Maui would have you understand that she takes on plenty of responsibility.
I would like to respond.
Her attorney.
Uh-oh.
Like, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble.
She's going to hurt him.
Yes,
I don't want to get him in trouble. But
right.
I think that's accurate.
While
statement,
it is
right?
true that I don't have any children yet, that doesn't preclude me from making comments about children simply because
he gets so defensive
at one time
on his
I was a kid.
That's true. No, you're not precluded from making comments, but they're not always going to be necessarily accurate.
No, but when you're a kid, that's different than when you're
right. It's a kid's perspective
a kid.
Versus a right.
Why are people so nobody wants to know about anything else? You don't have to have a kid to know what it's like to have a kid. You really don't.
You, Antebert, you can eat baked Alaska
like
and enjoy it, but that doesn't mean
married.
You know how to make it. Did you hear that pearl of wisdom?
It's called imagination. It's called your brain working.
Yeah, but that's not accurate. It's your imagination. Of it.
I hear him. I was just at Dunkin' Donuts before the show. And
lucky. See, if you had a kid, you wouldn't be able to go to Dunkin'
could
Donuts.
Could you leave a half a dozen in the commissary
for somebody
else?
A kid walked up to the counter and said, give me a donut.
And you slapped
do
him like
he
was your
kid. Do I have to be a parent to know that that's rude? And to know that I would never teach my kid to be that rude?
That's
no, but
different.
Every parenting situation isn't that obvious. There's
that's
a lot
right.
of finesse involved.
There's a lot of less obvious situations. Listen, it's okay. Most of the wisdom that you bring to the table with kids is actually very helpful and on the mark. But I'm telling you, you have this conversation with me after you have a kid, you're going to be calling up and going, what should I do? What should I do now? What should I do now? I'm telling you. Unless you're going to be so righteous about it and think you're so great at being a parent.
No, I'll take advice from people who have parents, and I'll also take advice from people who don't have parents.
Okay.
Who don't have kids, rather.
Good. Listen, there's nothing funnier than bad advice on the radio, so I don't mind it at all. I like it. Bring it on.
You will call us and say, oh, my goodness.
And
I can't believe you. I said that I knew what it was like
well,
to be a parent.
You can't say that. Yeah, you don't know that yet. But the point is that I don't know how great even the parents don't know how good our advice is. We don't even know as parents. That's the thing, you know? Yeah, Mr. Maui does.
I know. I'm
He's
not
perfect.
No, I'm
his kids are amazing, but he was blessed.
So why don't I get any credit for that?
No, because it's
because
genetic.
It's genetic.
It's Mr. Maui. It's Mrs. Maui.
It has nothing to do with either of them. They're both.
I just apply the worry.
They're both like the little happiest, most polite little kids you ever saw. And you even told me, Mr. Maui, you said you can't believe how just amazing they are. They
I think though, you know, the little Maui, some of them, one of them's going to break out and go nuts a little just to give you a little agita.
Right.
Let me ask Mr. Yes. Maui a question. Have you ever disciplined your kids for being rude or not polite?
Of course. Well, there haven't been that many instances where they were really rude or impolite. But
when that happened, you caught it, you nipped it in the bud, and you disciplined them.
Right.
Yes, he does.
Okay, so he did have something to do with it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's true. But you want to know something? If you saw his kids, you would be shocked.
They're nothing like me.
No, obviously you've
I'm wondering
had,
if I was the sperm donor.
No, obviously you've had, and we know that you
I'm exaggerating.
He's kidding.
They're both great parents. They're awesome. But the kids are just unbelievable. I don't know what he did to deserve having such good kids. Let's put it to you that way.
It's a lot of marijuana and screaming.
Greg and Stephanie.